Ian, and we host Geek in the Streets,
a podcast where we share knowledge with each other on different geek and nerd topics. So join us for the conversation.
Starting now.
Welcome to Geek in the Streets. I'm Ian.
And I'm Ariel.
And this is a podcast for the geek and the nerd subjects you love, as if you are part of the conversation. And Ariel, what are we talking about today?
Well, please don't do a southern accent the whole time.
It was Justified.
Oh, God. Okay, so we are doing Justified today. So I know what you're saying. You might say that's not very geeky or nerdy. I think it could be.
It is for us, the amount I've watched it.
Yeah, and we're geeky and nerdy about it.
Yes.
Plus, we're just trying to broaden horizons for people who haven't seen these shows.
Yes.
So Justified is a television show that originally aired March 16th, 2010 on FX. Back in the day when TV came on the TV and not streaming.
Yeah, and I actually tuned into not the first episode. It was the second episode I watched first because my brother-in-law, Justin, called me and he said, you need to check out this new show, Justified. And I had seen the commercials and I was very interested. And he was a big fan of Timothy Olyphant from Deadwood. So he cued us in on this and we watched it, and it very, very quickly became one of my favorite shows of all time.
I think I started watching it in like 2013 or something like that.
I gotcha.
2012, 2013. And then the show ended in 2015 after six seasons, and there were 78 episodes total. It was developed by Graham Yost, and it was based on a story by Elmore Leonard called Fire in the Hole. It was a short story, and it was about a man named Raylan Givens. He also later went on to write other stories about Raylan Givens, and he served as producer on the show. It's considered an American neo-Western crime drama. It was shot in L.A., but the pilot was in Pittsburgh, actually.
Very nice.
It is funny because it's supposed to be set in, like, Kentucky, and you're like, God, doesn't look like Kentucky at all.
The hills of Los Angeles, yeah. Double for Kentucky.
Yeah. The theme song is called Long Hard Times.
Hard Times Are Cool.
By Gangsta Grass. It's a very catchy song. I have my own song to it where I just say Justified Justy over
and
over.
That's the house song. So yeah. It's in our house, in Sean and Tara's house. Mm-hmm. It's Justified Justy.
So it's actually number 166 on the list of top 250 TV shows of all time. So not in recent times, but of all times.
I would put it much, much higher.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me too. But yeah. It's still pretty good. Yeah,
it's an honor.
Of all times, not like, you know, recent years. It's been nominated for 8 Primetime Emmy Awards, and it won 2. Weirdly enough, it won 2 for like best supporting actors. Like Ma won one, and I forgot who won the other one.
Yeah, she was a big character actor, so I think this was one of her big, like,
character roles.
Stepping out, you know, being more of a main.
Yeah, so it was starring a lot of people, but I really just named the main two because I don't feel like listing everyone, which is Timothy Olyphant as Raylan Givens and Walton Goggins as Boyd Crowder. Now, there's about a million other people in this show. Basically, if you've ever seen, you know, a small actor on a serial television show, they're going to have been on Justified at some point in time.
Yeah.
A lot of people actually went on to do big things, too.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of the cast actually did come from Deadwood, by the way.
Fun fact, Ian thinks that him and Sean look like Timothy Olyphant.
No. I don't think that. It was when I was in college, especially when I cut my hair shorter, people started saying we looked a bit like Timothy Olyphant. Now, I wish I did, but I don't think it's 100%
true. I don't see it, but I don't mean that in a mean way.
I
think there are other people you look like, but I don't see it as much. But I think you're both very, or all three, if we're including Sean, very handsome men.
I thought you were going to say both, like me and Sean, but you're like, Timothy's given, you know? You have to include Sean.
Timothy's given. Get it?
You're like, okay, oh, Raylan Givens.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're like, Ian is whatever. Timothy, I have to say, is attractive.
Well, I actually am a... We'll do this, and I think we're going to do it in October, but I'm a big Scream fan in my later life,
Scream
and I
too.
Love Timothy in Scream 2. So that might be how you, the audience, may know him, is Scream 2. He's been in a lot of stuff, though. Book of Boba Fett.
My favorite role that he has ever played, and I think a lot of people feel this way, is definitely Raylan Givens.
Oh, yeah.
So much so that he was in one of your shows as Raylan Givens.
Yeah, he was in The Good Place.
The Good Place as a comedic take
on. That's really great too. I made you watch that part. Good
essentially,
show.
Like, isn't it like God or something wishes for Raylan
kind or an angel? Not like God, but somewhere up there. Yeah.
Some judge, and they're like, they wishes, want Raylan Givens there. Yeah. So he shows up on this other show as Timothy Oliphant playing Raylan Givens.
Yeah, that was a funny scene. Also, speaking of cast, a lot of good names come out of this show. Like a lot of names that I would like to use for dogs or children down the road. Like, you know, Raylan's dad, first of all, Raylan, then Raylan's dad's name is Arlo, which I love. I think it's a great dog name. Boyd Crowder, I love that name. There's Ava. There's a lot of good names. Willa.
Willa. Let's take a pause on Boyd for a second and just talk about Walton Goggins. Yeah. Again, to me, this is also Walton Goggins' magnum opus. I've seen him in other shows and stuff. He's always great. But like as the outlaw Boyd Crowder, I mean, there is... there's like no cooler pair, I think, in terms of like
they're great,
hero
and
villain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oil and vinegar. I will say, while we're on the subject of Walton Goggins, he's great. I mainly know him as Boyd Crowder, but I've seen him in other things after that. But Boyd is one of my like all time favorite villains, I think.
Me too.
Or like, antagonist. I think you could probably call him more of an antagonist than a villain.
Yeah, because he rides the anti-hero. Mm-hmm. He starts out as a staunch villain, and then he kind of rides the anti-hero line until the end of the series where he kind of goes villain again.
Do you think that he, like, set the bar for, like, Loki and the Punisher? I know the Punisher was like that in the comics, but, like, in the television takes of it.
Yeah, the ability to go from despicable, because, I mean, anyone would say... any character associated with Nazi or something like that, you cannot come back from.
Yeah.
And the fact that they made him a compelling character from where he started goes, you know, it's about the slow burn of TV, the ability to do redemption and, you know, create an anti-hero in a way from, like I said, a pretty despicable start where you go, I will never, ever root for this character.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's... I mean, spoiler alert, there's a lot worse than Boyd out there in this show.
And you learn that. Actually, there's a lot of actors that I straight up hate because of this show. Like Dum Dum Dugan, whatever that guy's name is.
Neil McDonough?
Yeah, I hate him
he's great.
Of this show. Oh my God.
But boy, is he bad in this show.
Yeah, like I hate Ma too.
Yeah.
Anywho, so let's do a brief plot. Obviously not of like each individual. Maybe one day we'll come back, as you always say.
I was thinking we'd kind of go through the seasons like real cursory and just say like season one, this happens, season two, this happens, just to kind of nail the villains down and stuff, you know?
I was not thinking that at all.
Well, let's give it a shot.
Okay. Well, so the show follows a U.S. Marshal named Raylan Givens.
Marshal spelled with one L, everybody. I found that out from this show.
Oh, he's a little bit of a shoot first, ask questions later kind of guy. Think of him like a Han Solo, if you will.
I would say modern day cowboy.
Yeah, modern day cowboy. Doesn't quite follow the rules, but he bends the rules to his needs, I would say. He is a good guy.
He has a code of honor.
Yeah, he is a good guy. He has a code of honor. He is upholding the law, but he will bend the law a little bit to get what he needs to uphold it. Does that make sense? When it starts, he's out in Miami, but he gets in trouble because he had a Han Solo moment, and they're trying to decide if he shot first or if the bad guy he was chasing shot first. So he gets resent home back to his home county, which is Harlan County Kentucky.
Lexington.
He gets sent in Lexington,
and he ends up in Harlan.
Right.
In the very beginning is where he grew up.
Right. And he has kind of a main antagonist in Boyd Crowder, who they grew up together and they dug coal
together. That
so
will come back.
All the times Ian said that on the podcast, this is where this come from.
I'm sure I've said it on the podcast.
No, you have. That's one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast, because how many times do we like allude to Justified? It's time
I
to finally
cannot
just
stop quoting the show.
I
just in my normal life.
This show has my favorite quote of all times.
Let's do it. Just replace the A word with butthead.
I was just going to say a-hole.
Okay, go ahead.
It's something along the lines. Raylan says this. Who does he say it to? Boyd? I don't know who he says it to, but he says, if you meet an a-hole in the morning, you met an a-hole. If you met an a-hole in all day long, then you're the a-hole. Or if you meet a-holes all day long, you're the a-hole.
That's
or something
the one.
Like that.
Yeah.
Delivered a little more twangy.
There's so many
but
great
But that's
quotes.
Like one of my favorite lines of all time.
Yeah. I didn't order a-holes with my whiskey.
Yeah, so Boyd Crowder is kind of like his, frenemy. you know, where it's like they're always going to be butting heads. Boyd Crowder is the head of like drugs, right? A drug ring that's also like a little bit of like a neo-Nazi group, and they're pretty bad dudes. You know, they're racist and there's not good people, Boyd's crew. And so they're kind of, he's trying to catch Boyd, but then of course other criminals come up, and there's often times where Boyd has to help him catch criminals or whatever. And they share a common love interest at first in Ava.
Ava Crowder.
Ava Crowder.
Played by Joelle Carter, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah, so that's the overall gist of the story. If you want to break it down into seasons, I don't want to do like episode by episode.
No, I'm just going to do kind of like what's going on in each season and kind of, you know, who the villains are. Because I find that's how I categorize it in my head.
Okay.
So, for example, season one is Raylan, you know, coming back to Kentucky and then him meeting up with Boyd Crowder. And in the first episode, he actually shoots Boyd and you think that's the end of it, right? But then as the season goes on, you find out that Boyd's dad is the main villain kind of running everything. And there's this kind of between Boyd, Beau Crowder, and Raylan thing going on. So that's season one, right? So that's the extent of what I was talking about. Is that all right?
Yeah. Wait, Raylan's dad's name is Arlo too, right? What's
Beau Crowder, Arlo.
But what's his boss name?
Art Mullen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, we should also mention that his sniper friend is Tim. And then you've got Rachel, who's kind of like the more Hermione of your group, I would say.
A lot of acting going on with Rachel.
Yeah. So that's season one, is kind of getting him back into, the Crowder crew. And then, you know, what happens with Beau, and does he end up arrested or dead?
Is Beau his dad?
The dad.
What's his brother's name that was married to Ava?
I forget the name of the brother, but he...
Because that's a big thing. He's married to Ava, and then she killed him because he was abusive.
Right? Yeah, that's the whole reason that he comes back.
Bowman.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a big theme, is that Raylan has pretty bad taste in women.
Oh, my
gosh. Besides his, like, wife.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing. And they also cast Natalie Z as his wife, and she's, like, gorgeous.
Yeah.
And to see Raylan go for these other women who are just horrible for him, like, Ava's not a good fit. Later in the series, the other women are not good fits.
Yeah.
But, like, Raylan is self-destructive in his relationships.
Yeah.
And then we move on to season two. You had mentioned Mags Bennett. So this is kind of a new powerhouse rises in the absence of the Crowder clan. And it is a woman named Mags, and she's kind of the big pot grower in the area. And the first thing she does is she offs, you know, one of her co-workers and takes in his daughter. And this season...
Oh, I can't stand that girl. What's her name?
Loretta.
Loretta.
Yeah. And so this season is all about that kind of thing going on. It eventually, you know, the Bennets start all-out war between, Boyd and Raylan and everybody involved. And Mags has her special moonshine, so you might want to keep that in mind.
Yeah, don't give big spoilers.
I'm not going to give a spoiler, but yeah. But needless to say, things do not turn out great.
We should say Loretta went on to have a pretty big acting career so far. She's the girl from Booksmart.
There we go.
I'll look up her name while you're talking.
Then we get season three, Robert Quarles comes to town. So this guy is kind of, they call him a carpetbagger.
Is that Dum Dum Dugan?
Yeah, that's Neil McDonough. And that's a term that refers to if someone from the north comes to the south for business, that's what they would call it. And he's a real bad guy. You get the sense that he's a sadistic psychopath.
Yeah.
But he's got a very polished exterior. So he comes across as this slick businessman. But behind closed doors, he does some disgusting things. And at the same time, there is another group of black residents in Noble's Holler that are introduced. And Elston Limehouse, he's played by a famous actor who I think was on like one of those procedural shows. I think his name was McKelty Williamson. But so Limehouse is kind of one side of this crime thing, but he's more of a protecting, like he's protecting the black people up the hill. And then you have the other side, which is, you know, Neil McDonald's characters. And they're all trying to figure out a deal where they come together. And needless to say, because they're all very self-interested, it does not work out. And of course, the marshals get involved. and it's Havoc Ensues. So that season is, I would say, Limehouse and Quarles.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move on to season four, and this is more of a mystery season. Do you remember the mystery of this one?
Is this the one with D.B. Cooper?
Yeah, well, it's like kind of based off that, but it's there's this like bag found. What was the name of the guy? Drew Thompson. It's like a D.B. Cooper type situation where a guy like went out of a plane and escaped the law and all these things. And so instead of following your classic, you know, here's the bad guy, here's, you know, the big thing we're going against, there's this mystery going on, and you get a little bit more into the episodic nature of it. And there's this kind of cult on the side with the kid from Jurassic Park. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, you know, there are snake handlers, you know, religious sect, and they are kind of getting into the crime world as well. And these things all come together in a tragic way. We should say that. This is always tragic, right?
Yeah.
The show, would you call it a tragedy?
Not exactly, but
it's like a procedural meets a tragedy, and it's got to have one of the highest body counts of any show of all time.
Oh yeah, it's violent, if we didn't say that.
Very.
It's not like gory graphic, like not like Narcos or
a lot of people getting killed with guns,
but a lot of people die, a lot of gun violence
by guns. Yeah,
I said gun violence
by guns.
That's redundant.
Yeah. So in season five, we move on to the return of a crow. And the Crow family.
Oh, it's what's his face, too.
Yep. So
Michael
this,
Rappaport?
Yep. So we have Michael Rappaport playing the head
Daryl Crow, right?
The Crow family, who's Daryl Crow. And we've been kind of hanging out with one of the Crows since the beginning of the show, Dewey Crow.
Dewey?
Yeah, so.
What's the guy's name that I like, the bigger one?
Devil?
Is that his name? The one who, like, has the dogs?
Oh, I forget his name.
Something with a D, too.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
It's kind of how the Crow family starts to infiltrate, Kentucky, and they come from Florida, which is where Raylan was originally, and he had actually arrested Daryl in a previous life, so to speak. And so it's about the Crow family and that all coming to a head. And then that's season five. And then finally in season six,
his name's Danny Crow.
Oh, Danny Crow. Oh,
he's
yeah.
My
with
favorite.
The dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danny Crow thinks he can outrun a gun if he has a knife under 20 paces, which you should, watch the final episode of that. See how that works out for him. All right. Season six, that kind of culminates where the main thing becomes Raylan and Boyd's rivalry, but it starts out with this kind of military crew coming to town and they're working on a real estate heist, essentially, for Sam Elliott. Do you remember he's in the show? Sans Mustache. If you've ever wondered what Sam Elliott...
He looks like a turtle.
Yeah, he looks like a turtle or a bird.
No, I don't remember Sam Elliott being it.
Oh, he's kind of the big bad, the tycoon, so to speak. And then they kind of pivot in the second half of the season towards a Raylan analog. Do you remember the guy that was kind of like the evil Raylan? He was a character named Boone, and he's been in other things as well. He was on Westworld. He was in American Gods. He's definitely had a career post-Justified. But they set him up as if, what if Raylan did not have a moral compass? So he was a crack shot like Raylan, all this stuff. And you can imagine by the end of the series, it's Raylan and Boone facing off against each other. I won't tell you what happens, but it's a good ending to the show.
You know, it's one thing we kind of forgot to say.
What's that?
You need to think of Raylan and Boyd as like Batman and the Joker, where they're always against each other. Sometimes they don't. They're not. And they kind of work together. But ultimately, Batman's never going to kill the Joker, you know?
Right. So that's a good analogy right there.
Thank you.
And they're great characters. I would say, you know, from the breakdown of what we've done, should we give our thought and feelings now?
Yeah, we should.
All right. What do you feel about this show?
I love Justified. It's probably one of my top 10 favorite shows that I've ever seen.
Agreed.
I had watched not all of it before I was with you, but a good amount of it. And then you and I watched it all together a couple years ago.
Yes.
And it's definitely like top 10 for me. I wouldn't say it's number one, but I would have to put it in my top 10. The acting is phenomenal. A lot of good character acting. I love the dynamic between Boyd and Raylan. I love that Raylan's not your classic good guy. Like, he's got some flaws. He's not perfect. I think Timothy does such a fantastic job.
And he doesn't win everything.
Yeah. The fact that Timothy didn't win anything for that role is astonishing to me. But yeah, it's a great show. It's fun. I try to get people to watch. I try to get my dad to watch it because he likes, you know, Westerns and stuff. He's just a little slow on that kind of stuff. But it's a great show. I would recommend it to anyone. You do have to like, it is a little like someone like me who's kind of empathetic about things. One, it is a little, you know, there's a lot of violence. Two, it's not one of those feel good shows. You're not going to feel good when you watch it. And three, don't get attached to a lot of side characters and stuff.
Yeah.
Not Game of Thrones level or anything like that, but don't get super attached to people.
Right.
What about you? What do you have to say?
Completely agree. Justified is one of my favorite shows of all time. It's one of these shows I consistently go back and rewatch. So I've probably watched the show four times through, at least.
Do you have a favorite season?
It's hard because there's parts of, say, let's say season one. I love episodic things that don't necessarily completely revolve around, like in the first season he goes and like he has this adventure with Boyd, and then he's got to do a prisoner transfer, and then he's got to, you know, so there's something about that that I really enjoy. But then at the same time, when you get to some of the later seasons, like I'd say maybe let's say season three when you get like to, you know, Quarles and all of that, it's really good. I also like season two. That's my least favorite
because I hate that guy so much.
Yeah, well, but you hate him for the right reasons.
Yeah, I mean, he did a great job. But yeah, I hate him. I think my favorite would be either season one, or I do like the one with the Drew Thompson stuff. I find that kind of interesting.
I was going to say season four is really strong. I can tell you, Justified is a show, although it's one of my favorite shows of all time. I will say it does suffer from trying to put too much into certain side characters. Mm-hmm. Like I always joke that they did the Ava is the New Black season where they tried to make Ava more of a main character and they sent her to prison.
You're saying that as a pun on Orange is the New Black.
Yes. I should say that cause that's an old show.
Yeah.
But, I like stuff like that. Sometimes Justified suffers from bloat. Yeah. Right. But that being said, the main core of it is always so strong. I think, like you said, Timothy Oliphant gives one of the best portrayals of anything ever, and he's kind of the I'll call it a male fantasy, where you can be rough and tumble and kind of like an anti-hero yourself but have a strong moral compass and always come out on top in a way. So, you know, there's a part of me that wants to be exactly like Raylan Givens, except I'm not that cool and I don't have a gun and I don't know how to shoot like that. But there's a part of my brain who pretends I can be like that, you know?
Besides Boyd, who's your favorite villain?
Oh, man. Who's my favorite villain besides Boyd? Mm-hmm. Maybe. I really hate Boone. I do not like Boone. Yeah. And by the end, when it's him versus Raylan, like, that was probably the most I was scared for Raylan.
Yeah.
I was like, Boone's going to kill Raylan. So I don't know if that makes him my favorite.
Like, Mags is really good.
Mags, I love the...
And I like the crows.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love the culmination of the Mags storyline, what she says in the end.
Yeah.
And like you said, the crows. You're just taking all the good ones from me, huh? And the crows. You know, Daryl Crow is one heck of a villain.
Yeah. But I like the whole crew because there's the dumb ones and there's like the smart ones. Like, you know, there's the girl and there's Daryl. And then you got like Dewey, who's like one of my favorite characters on all of Justified. I love Dewey. He's absolutely one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's so dumb. But at the same time, he does everything wrong and he kills people.
We got to talk about that actor, though. He is amazing. British. Very British. He played Charles Manson. Both in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and in Mindhunter, which is another show we need to talk about. His name is Damon Harriman. He is really, really a chameleon in his stuff, but he's just one of my favorite parts of the whole show because he's like so unfortunate. By the way, I said Willa. That's his daughter. His wife's name is Winona.
Winona, that's right. Great name.
Another good name, too. Though. Yeah. So, you know, and like, Raylan's dad is really compelling. Art, his boss, is really compelling. I've always been a big Tim fan, too.
Tim is the man.
Just talking about all the characters. So let me ask you, if you could only save one, Raylan or Boyd?
Raylan.
In a final showdown. That
Raylan.
Yeah, Raylan. Me too. Although I would be sad if Boyd ever died.
I would be sad, but you know,
Raylan to live, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you want to say about the first six seasons of Justified? Because guess what? We got a special addendum that we'll get to after the break.
I think I'm going to start watching it again after I finish Daredevil. So, yeah. Two of my favorite shows, Daredevil and Justified. Yeah. There you go.
Great show. If you haven't seen Justified, you definitely should. And if you haven't seen it, I would recommend pausing it. Don't listen to this second part because I think we'll give a couple spoilers in the second part.
We have to.
So come back after you've watched it. If you have watched it, we'll see you after the break.
See you then.
The Geek in the Streets podcast is supported by the Geek in the Streets podcast.
And listeners like you.
Well, not yet.
Ariel, do you know why Justified had to come back?
What? Why?
We dug coal together.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so one of the big reasons we're doing this podcast, besides the fact that Ian always quotes it in the middle of the podcast, is last year a sequel to Justified came out called Justified City Primeval. I think it came out on FX, but I know it was on Hulu. So
yes.
Don't quote me on the FX thing. Development for it began in March 2021 with Graham Yost and some of the other writers, and it was based on another novel, this time by Elmore Leonard, called City Primeval.
And it should be noted that Raylan was not the main character in City Primeval, but he was in it.
Oh, I didn't know that. So it premiered July 18th, 2023.
Hold on. Whose birthday is that?
Sean's.
Yep. They did it for Sean.
And you on Hulu and ABC. So there we go. I was wrong completely. I just needed to read my own notes.
Oh, I should also note that I believe The Dark Knight came out either on the day before or on my birthday. It's like the universe gives me gifts in TV and film sometimes.
Happy birthday. So Timothy Oliphant did return, but we also added Boyd Holbrook. Who,
let's pause there for a second.
Yeah. So he's in Narcos. He was also in Logan. He is great. If you haven't seen him in things,
he was
great.
An actor I initially came across in Logan, and I remember seeing everybody was excited that they got Boyd Holbrook, and he just didn't click with me. And I was like, okay, I don't get it.
Even but, in Narcos?
No, this is what I was going to say. Narcos. Then we started watching Narcos, and it unlocked his acting for me, and all of a sudden, I got it. And then by the time I got to this show, I mean, I love him in Narcos.
We
got to
finish that, by the way.
In this show, it might be his best role. Like, he was magnetic on screen.
Yeah,
like,
he stole
all I wanted was Boyd Crowder. Mm-hmm. And then Boyd Holbrook comes along. You see what I
that
did there?
That's good. Uh-huh.
And he, and you know, you just didn't want him not to be on screen. He was weird. He was quirky. He
his
was
name's
scary.
Clement, right? Or something
like
that?
Clement.
Yeah. He was a very good villain, a very good antagonist to Raylan. Now, this I will say about him, he was different to Boyd Crowder, that there was no redeeming qualities to him. Like, he was a straight up psychopath.
And the difference was
sociopath, I don't know.
In his head, he was totally cool.
Yeah.
Like, everything he did was totally fine.
Oh, like how he's acted like he was a good singer and he was terrible.
Yep.
I thought he was terrible. What did you think?
Oh, no. It was supposed to be that he was not good.
Okay. Then you have Anjanue Ellis Taylor, Vivian Oliphant, and a lot more. So Vivian Oliphant is obviously Timothy's daughter, mm-hmm. Who played his daughter in the show, Willa. You want to talk about her?
No, let's move on.
You don't want to talk about her?
Oh, well, she was there. Moving on.
She was not our favorite part of the show. Not to be negative, but it was, I mean, she looks just like Timothy, so it's believable that she's his daughter, but she was a little flat and her voice was very hard to listen to.
Yeah. I would just say it wasn't perhaps the greatest
fit. And her character was annoying.
For the character and some of the writing, and I'm not going to put this on Vivian, I'm going to put it on.
She's young.
The writing is, for the character, made her character so obnoxious.
Yeah.
That
part where she goes and wanders around Detroit by herself. Like,
yeah, it didn't justify its own existence.
Oh, my God. No young girl would do that, like, unless you have a death wish, mm-hmm. you know? So, speaking of, it is set in Detroit, and it's obviously set after the effects of Justified Season 1 through 6. Raylan is not retired, but he's working. Where is he working? In Miami again?
Yes.
And he gets called up to something in Detroit. Basically, there is a judge that's killed. The judge isn't killed yet. The judge was getting...
he's doing a prisoner transfer and ends up in Detroit.
Oh, no, that's what happened. He was arresting someone. He put him in the trunk of his car or something like that. Then he got put on trial in Detroit.
Yeah.
And then while he's there, there was threats to the judge. And then the judge ends up getting killed.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And the judge is Keith David, which I forgot.
Our buddy Keith David, the voice of Goliath and Gargoyles, the voice of Spawn. I've voice acted with him in The Gathering of the Gargoyles. So look that up if you'd like.
So definitely a little different setting. It is up in Detroit instead of down in the hollers of Kentucky. So a little bit more city,
and obviously a little bit more fish out of water for Raylan Givens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And basically what's happening is Raylan's, you know, usual tactics are not flying in the modern day world. And he's getting a little bit of heat on him for, acting a little bit outside the law sometimes.
I would say the type of outside of law that he is used to is not the same type of outside of law that people do in Detroit. And that rubs everyone the wrong way.
So he's kind of trying to help figure out the judge's murder, but he also gets wrapped up with this lawyer lady who kind of is a lawyer to bad people. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
They get romantically involved. Spoilers. Oh, mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, in effect. They get romantically involved. She's not a great person in a typical Raylan fashion. She's caught up with a guy named Sweetie, who is kind of on the bad side of things, too.
Who was also in Daredevil, by the way.
Yeah, he played Ben Urich. Yeah. But basically, it's this big setup between Raylan is trying to catch Clements, and he keeps getting outsmarted by him, basically. And he keeps, you know, slipping through his fingers in a very Boyd-like fashion.
Yes,
but even worse, almost, because he's just, like, straight up a murderer.
And he's also the kind of guy who, instead of, like, being like Boyd, who Boyd would escape and kind of, like, be off in the sunset.
He's, like, in his face.
Clement is the kind of guy that, when he escapes, he turns his car around and drives past Raylan and smiles at him or says something to him.
Like,
you know, he taunts
him. Sits with his daughter at a restaurant.
Yep.
And then Raylan beats the crap out of him.
Yeah. So, and that's almost like The Dark Knight, where Raylan, you know, loses his cool and starts bashing him. Mm-hmm. And he kind of just gets up and walks away and was like, that wasn't a smart thing to do.
Yeah. So, spoilers, in the end, things go down, things are resolved. Raylan retires to Miami. He's sitting on a boat and he gets a text about an escaped prisoner.
Who could that possibly be?
Should we say it?
We should say it.
It's Boyd Crowder in the last 15 minutes of the season, which is what we all were there for, I think, right?
Yes.
15 minutes or so left. Boyd Crowder escapes from jail in a very Boyd Crowder way.
Played by Walton Goggins still, so everybody's happy.
Such a Boyd Crowder move. And he is out and about and at large, baby. So what's going to happen?
I am super excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm probably excited for the last 5 minutes of the show more so than I was for the rest of
Primeval.
Yeah,
so let's talk about thoughts and feelings a little bit.
Okay.
We were very excited for
it to
come back. It had been, you know, a long time. And when did I say it ended? What year? 2016? 2015. So it had been off, you know, for almost 10 years, 8 years. So we were very excited. And I think we have slightly different views on this one. I'll tell you, I didn't love City Primeval as much.
I understand that.
It lost a lot of the magic for me. Taking it out of Kentucky, I mean, I get it because they're following the City Primeval story, but taking it out of Kentucky didn't really, it took the charm away for me. As someone who is, you know, raised in the South, Justified was my little, like, return to home kind of in a bad way.
I will totally give you that this was a Southern show, and, like, it did that kind of Southern vibe so well that taking it out of Kentucky, I could totally see people being like, that's not Justified.
Also, I've said this before in the podcast, I'm hot of the heels of kind of tired of watching your old heroes and your old people you'd root for, either pass the baton or get treated like they're stupid. And I did feel like Raylan at first a lot in this season got treated like he was stupid.
Maybe for the first 2/3 to 3/4.
Yeah. Like, and it was like, why even bring it back? I mean, it's just a slap in the face for fans, in my opinion, when you do that. Like, we love Raylan Givens. He's not perfect, but we love him. And it's like for him to be like talked down to constantly and told how he's a stupid white boy constantly, like, it got a little old for me.
Yeah.
I also did not feel any chemistry before between Raylan and his love interest. Caroline, is that her name?
Yeah.
Didn't feel it.
Nobody did.
At all. But that being said, it was great to have Timothy Oliphant back. I thought Boyd Holbrook was great. I am very excited that Boyd Crowder is back. Walton Goggins is back. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't one of those ones like we just said about Loki season 2 where I was like, nah, didn't need to happen. I'm glad it happened. I wish some of it was different, but I still got hooked towards the end, and I still was glad to have Raylan back. But was it perfect? No.
I would say if we were going to rank it in terms of where it sits in Justified season 1 through 6, you could put it under all of Justified one through six. So, I mean, let's get that out there first. I did enjoy it because I really liked, you know, Timothy Oliphant's portrayal. And like I said, I thought Boyd Holbrook just did an amazing job as a villain. But that was not the focus, I felt, of a lot of the series. And there was a lot of, let's just say, political writing that was very on the nose for like, hey, we're doing a show in 2021, 2022. And what are we going to write about? So it was a little on the nose for me in a lot of it. And it took away from Raylan Givens' character. Mm-hmm. And I got the sense that, yes, they wanted to portray him as someone who was outdated, fish out of water, shouldn't be in the situations that he's in, and kind of give some commentary on that. But part of the fantasy of Justified, like I had mentioned, why I like Raylan as a character so much, was that Raylan could exist in this fantasy world and could clean up and could do all the things that he needed to do despite his outdated morals, despite his propensity for violence and all these things. So I felt like they didn't really do that enough in City Primeval. And there was a point in the show where there was like a whole episode that had maybe 5 minutes of Raylan in it. And that really started to get to me. That being said, if you're going to look at the quality of the, like, the direction, the quality of the filmography, all that kind of stuff, it looked great. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, a good looking show. The twists and turns were interesting, particularly with the sweetie and, you know.
Oh, yeah, I liked him. Clement, he was good.
Stuff.
I thought Clement's girlfriend was really annoying. They were trying to make her like Ava, but it just wasn't sticking for me.
Right. But by the end, the showdown between Clement and Raylan did ring true as a Raylan moment.
Yeah.
And it also kind of shadowed one of the chief concerns about Raylan from episode 1, season 1. And they kind of flipped it for the ending of this one. And of course, you're like, uh-oh, is this it? And then, of course, we get Boyd Crowder coming back. And that's what, you know, really, I think, hooks people now. So City Primeval, to me, almost struck me as an experiment. Like, can we push this in a little bit different direction, a little bit harder than our audience wants us to? And we could argue whether it was successful or not. But clearly by the end, they said experiment's over. We're bringing Boyd back.
It kind of feels like a side quest to me. Like think of it like one of those Star Wars side stories, like, say, Book of Boba Fett. And then you get back into the main jam, which is Boyd and Raylan. So if there's a season 2, I don't know. I don't know that they'd call it City Primeval or what they're going to do it.
Right.
But I'll watch it because Boyd will probably be in it.
Yeah. And there's this particular, well, I always talk about this on the podcast, in the form of storytelling with the hero's journey, where the hero comes off his quest for a little while and questions himself or herself or whatever. But I feel like this was that.
Yeah.
You know? And those are always the least interesting parts of stories.
Very true.
But you know what we do have to talk about that we have not mentioned yet on the podcast?
What?
Mulholland Drive.
Mulholland Drive.
What is that, Ariel?
Walton Goggins whiskey. Well, he has whiskey, gin, and vodka, I think.
Well, I'm just concerned with the whiskey. Okay. If you've seen any of the marketing campaigns, he acts very much like Boyd Crowder. But it's more like comedic in its take.
It's a very good whiskey.
Very good whiskey. I would say in terms of corn whiskeys or where you get that corn flavor, that is probably my favorite one. Like I've had it for a while, you know, we went through a bunch of the corn whiskey phase. Mm-hmm. And Mulholland, which is not very expensive at all, for me comes up on top for corn whiskey flavor. So if you want that introductory corn whiskey, like I've never had it before, I would go with Mulholland Drive. Not a sponsor.
Yeah. Well, also, Raylan drinks Blanton's, a bottle of Blanton's in this one.
In the early seasons, he drinks Pappy, or Boyd drinks Pappy, which if anyone knows it in the whiskey community, you're talking thousands of dollars per bottle. And then they switch it over in the later seasons that they all drink Blanton's, which...
Mm-hmm. Which is my personal favorite.
Which is everyone's personal favorite because it's so good.
That's not true.
Well, it's not everyone's, but it's one of the best whiskeys in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay, so anything else you want to say about City Primeval or Justified in general? I mean, obviously we'll be there if they do another season.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say?
It's a great show.
All right. If you haven't watched it, watch it. If you have watched it, watch it again.
There we go. So we have been the nerds, and now you are in the herd about Justified. And you know what, Ariel? I've shot people I liked more for less.
The Geek in the Streets podcast can be found on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you find your podcasts.
Find us.
Now.